This is the local VK5 news segment.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. For those that have followed the Project Horus high-altitude balloon launches for a while, this sound might be familiar to you. Yes, that's the sound of our RTTY or radio teletype tracking payload beaconing away on the 70cm band. If you've been listening out for recent launches, then you might have heard this sound as well. That's the sound of our new tracking payload, named Horus Binary, which uses a high-performance modem designed specifically for high-altitude balloon flights by David Rowe, VK5DGR, and myself. It has significant advantages over RTTY with faster position updates and high robustness to weak signals and fading. We've been flying this for a few years now, and now it's time to say goodbye to our old friend RTTY and welcome in the new and improved Horus Binary payload. Last weekend we had the first of a series of small balloon launches designed to help regular listeners make the transition to receiving Horus Binary and give new listeners a chance to get set up to receive. It was great to see many new call signs show up on the tracking map. The second launch in this series will be occurring today on Sunday the 23rd of February, with launch planned for 10 a.m. from the Two Worlds Football Oval. The payload will be transmitting on 434.660 MHz and is expected to be in the air for a bit over an hour. Getting set up to receive the Horus Binary telemetry is easy. If you have a 70cm SSB receiver, or even a software-defined radio like an RTL-SDR dongle, you too can get involved and help contribute to tracking of Project Horus's balloon launches. For more information on the planned launches and how to get set up for tracking, visit the AREG website at www.areg.org.au.
And let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK5HCF, with this week's news from the South East Radio Group. An update on one of our possible new projects. At the January business meeting, Peter, VK5BE, sought club approval to investigate building a repeater at Portland to support our members in Western Victoria. The club agreed to the investigation. Since then, Peter and Cole, VK5DK, have travelled to Mount Eckersley, just north of Haywood, to see what might be possible. While there, they were able to access our Channel 6 repeater on the bluff from ground level using a quarter-wave antenna on the roof of Peter's car. This gave the group some hope. The distance is 100 kilometres. Cole had brought along a Yagi for 70 centimetres, and using that, they were able to work the repeater via the UHF links at the bluff. Signals were noise-free, and it should be understood that the UHF beams were pointing to Narracourt and Mount Benson, not Mount Eckersley, so a link will not be a problem. This gives strong hope that a repeater at Mount Eckersley would be a good proposition for both linking and providing coverage to the area. The view from the top was very impressive. If it comes to fruition, it should provide coverage almost as far as Warrnambool in the east, Casterton, Portland, and into our linked system in the southeast of South Australia. The landowner is fully supportive and has offered significant help with the whole idea. A Portland group has been formed to oversee this exciting project, and we have already sourced almost all of the equipment needed and the expertise to put it all together. A call sign has been applied for, and we have volunteers ready to build the home for it to reside in. Watch this space. Our other repeater woes have been rectified thanks again to John, VK5DJ, Peter, VK5BE, and Colin, VK5DK. Hopefully they will now behave, at least for a little while. Still, when something is new, you're bound to get a little glitch here and there. That's all I have for you this week. I may be able to tell you more next week. In the meanwhile, the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRB, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The Blackwood RSL lunches are on the 2nd and 4th Friday, and the next one will be on the 28th of February. These lunches start at 12 noon, and there's no need to book, just turn up. advance notice of a bargain sale of leftover items from the deceased estate collection. This will be on the 21st of March, that's correct, on the third Saturday morning rather than the fourth Saturday. Honest John is unavailable on the fourth Saturday in March. The next Shack coffee and chat morning will be on the 14th of March. Shack sessions start at 9:30 a.m. We're looking for ideas for technical sessions for the fourth Saturday at the Shack, and of course, volunteers to present these sessions. If you have any suggestions, please email me. I'm still filling out the 2020 calendar now. The AGM last Thursday went well, and we have two new faces on the committee. We ran a special general meeting at the beginning of the evening to amend the constitution. I was the only person who put my hand up for the president's position, but our constitution had a limit of 3 years for that office. That was soon sorted out with a small change to the constitution. We also have another problem. Nominations must be with the committee 28 days before the AGM. This has led to another problem. Shirley, VK5YL, had nominated for the position of secretary, but 2 weeks before the AGM, she had a serious back operation and had to retract her nomination. We're now looking for someone to put their hand up for this position, and under the provisions of the Constitution, we could appoint that person at the first committee meeting for the year. Who would like that position? Send me an email and please volunteer. The new committee is Phil, VK5SRP, as president, Barry, VK5BW, as vice president, Pat Storr as treasurer, and the committee people are Jim, VK5TR, Jeff Southby, VK5TAW, and Greg, VK5ZBD. I will say it again, we're urgently looking for a secretary. Membership is still $20 if paid before the end of March. After that date, it will be $25. Treasurer Pat was very pleased. We had 40 members pay their subs on the night, in addition to quite a few who had already paid by direct deposit. You can pay in person at meetings or by direct deposit. The details are name, AHARS, AHARS, the BSB 105186, account number 036 248940. And of course, if you couldn't copy that down, you can get it from our website anyway. You can also pay by cheque or money order and post it to AHARS Inc., PO Box 401, Blackwood, SA 5051. The guest speakers for the night were very interesting and was very topical on the subject of bushfire responses. We were originally going to have Peter, VK5APR, and Lewis, VK5FLY. Lewis brought along Matt Bonza, VK5MLB, from the CFS, and we ran out of time for the presentation by Lewis. We will run that another night in the future. Next month's monthly meeting presentation will be by Rubens, VK5FE, and it will be about home brewing radio equipment. Those of you who attend our Shack mornings will know what an amazing job Rubens makes of his exotic test equipment. The March technical session at the Shack on the 28th of March will be built by Jim, VK5TR, and showing you how to use the Nano VNA. The John Moyle Memorial Field Day. The contest takes place on the third full weekend in March each year and runs from 0100 UTC on Saturday and from 0059 UTC on Sunday. This year it will be on the 21st and the 22nd of March. Team up with some other members and go portable to operate this contest. More news next Sunday morning, and a new calendar will be on the web by the end of this weekend. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au. You can also send me a text message to 0428 835 621. That's 0428 835 621. That's all for this week's 73.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, good day, everybody. This is Les, VK5KLD, and yes, once again, it's time for the Northeast Radio Club news for this week. Well, I don't know if you've come up on the F Troop Nepta on a Friday, but it is very good, so Just remember, every Friday at 5 p.m. on 146.850, the Houghton repeater, it's the F-Troop Net. And come on up and say hello and enjoy a bit of a chat. It's always good fun. And next Friday night, the 28th of February, it will be the tech night for this month, and we're going to have a session on contesting. And two of our gurus, Charlie, VK5VC, and Peter, VK5PX, will be giving us the lowdown on how to get a good score. And they're going to have some dummy runs, some practice contests. So bring along a 2 metre handheld and enjoy the fun and get some skills at contesting. Don't forget, that's next Friday, the 28th of February. And there's some interesting events in March. The general meeting on that auspicious date of Friday the 13th, DES VK5LEA will give a technical talk associated with his recent talk on antennas. So that should be very good. And thank you very much, DES, for all your efforts in providing technical information to us all. And then the tech night on March the 27th, Rob VK5RC will give us the lowdown on all the books you need in your essential library for amateur radio. So that'll be very informative also. And looking further ahead in the crystal ball, in April, there will be the annual buy and sell. So at this time, we're thinking at Saturday, the 18th of April, but we'll keep you informed as time gets on. So don't forget the buy and sell for this year as well. So start looking at some of the pretty loved gear you've got with the intent to perhaps sell it on the day. Well, that's your lot for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And from the South Coast Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Peter, VK5PET, for the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. This coming Thursday, 27th of February, is our general meeting, and Dave, VK5LEX, will give a talk on FT8, which should prove to be most interesting for all who attend. Visitors are welcome. The meeting kicks off at 7:40 p.m. It's only 2 weeks until our buy and sell, and preparations are well underway. If you missed registering a table, then contact Steph as soon as possible on 0473 145 768, or by email secretary@scark.org.au. All sellers are entered in a draw for a great prize, so don't miss the opportunity to offload your surplus gear. And lastly, a reminder of the upcoming foundation course and upgrade exams on the 28th and 29th of March. If you or someone you know wishes to participate, contact Mike, VK5ZC, as soon as possible and before the 19th of March by ringing 0423 672 004, or by emailing vk5zc@scark.org.au. Members are reminded to return the program questionnaire by next Thursday night to me by email or by hand at the meeting. That's all from me, 73 from Scark.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.